this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you have an awesome, wonderful, fabulous day. I know you are, because guess what? You're in your purpose. People say, Dr. Sunday, you always say that. I'm not in my purpose. Yes, you are. You are in your purpose, because let me let you know, the things that you go through, it could be good, it could be bad. You have to go through those things, because you actually have to, as you go, your journey will get better. Because the things you have deemed that's bad, it's actually, you got to have the right perspective of a thing. You actually got to realize, yes, some things would happen, because you actually have to have a testimony. You actually have to have experience in that thing, what we call life. In order for you to actually flow, for you to be able to help somebody else in what we call purpose and what we call life. That's what you have to do. I know it's hard sometimes. I'm a living witness of that. But we just got to do what I always say. We got to don't stop. We got to get it, right? We love, love being here with you. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and I'm your awesome host. I'm so glad to be here, because what we do here, we help you shine your light to the world. And people, what is the light? The light is your dreams, your goals, your passions, and, of course, your purpose, the reason you were born. We help you share that to the world, because if you share it with the world, guess what? You'll be helping somebody else walk in their purpose as well. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. It's so amazing. But we don't want to delay, because time goes so quickly here. I want to answer the question of the day, the day, even, depending on where you are. Someone wrote in and said, it's kind of similar to what we've been kind of going through, and I may have to do a whole series on this, but the question was, how do you, in regards to distractions, how do you stay focused? The question was, what do you do with distractions that come your way? Well, let me let you know, I have to always put this out here. First of all, I believe in God. Many of you know I am a minister of the word. I have been entrusted with so many businesses. I coach people. I actually mentor people. I do a lot of things that God has entrusted me to do. But what I have to do is make sure I have peace in my heart. I need to make sure I have joy in my heart. I have to make sure my family is taken care of. There's so many things I have to do behind the scenes that people never see. And the same thing in your life. So the thing I want to let, I talked to the young lady, I actually called her. Things will happen. They will happen. Things will go not the way you want them to go. But what I have learned in life, to have the right perspective of a thing. If you try to start your business, if you try to get a new job, whatever you may say, and then it may not come when you want it. But a lot of times we have to have the right perspective of the thing. We actually have to always remember, and I always go to the word on this, you know, what we think we need in life, a lot of times it's not what we need. But we actually have to sit back and examine things in our life. And I can't remember who said it, because I love to give people credit when they have said quotes. But a lot of times the pain that you've been through in life, that's actually ends up being your calling, ends up being your purpose, ends up being the thing that you help other people with. And so, you know, my thing is people, I don't think I've said it publicly a lot, but I actually went through bullying as a child. I went through the self-esteem issue. I had to change that poverty mentality, because that's what I grew up in. And so that's what I actually have to share with other people when I coach people. You know, in media especially, you cannot be in media, radio or TV, if you actually have concerns with who you are, meaning your self-esteem, the reason you were born, your purpose. So all those things have to be kind of taken care of. And it takes a while, and it takes a village. You've heard people say it takes a village. It really does. You have to have a great support system, and I'm grateful, grateful, grateful that I do have that in my family. And I have some ride or die people that's always with me regardless of what I do, but they make sure I do keep it 100, as the young people say, as well. But the thing is, the distractions will come. They will come. You just, depending on what you do with them. I try my best to let things slide off my back, if you will. Of course, I always try to be better and better each day, and I try my best in my platforms that I have, the Spirit of Excellence. But the thing about it is, like, I love Chick-fil-A. And a lot of other companies are trying to follow that. But the thing is, you have to be genuine. You need to make sure you're consistent, and you got to make sure that you're authentic. Because I'll tell you in a minute what I've been through in order to help somebody else. You know, of course, you know, not to boast, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help other people shine their light to the world. So that's what I do in Distracted. I let it roll on, but, you know, you actually have to take time to make sure you renew your mind. So you got to have the right perspective. And then another thing is I do a lot of me time. That I meditate and I don't take things personal when people say things. Because people going to talk. They talked about Jesus, amen? So they're going to talk about you. The more they talk, that's actually giving you free publicity, okay? So don't worry about the distraction. They will come. But the thing is, you can't stop. That's why I always say, don't stop, get it. So that, if you want to know a little bit more, dive deep. Of course, we can't go real deep on this conversation, but I think our guest for the day, actually, she may dive in it too a little bit because she's a life coach, and we want to not delay. She's a life coach, she's a speaker, she's an author, so many things, but I really, really want to get her in here because she has an awesome platform. She actually is helping people move forward in life, and the thing is to empower, exhort, and equip. See, that's the key. We got to do all three, that we can actually have the right tools to know our true identity. We got to discover it, and we got to walk in it. We want to welcome, mm-hmm. not to delay anymore, is Ms. Mercer Abbey. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Sunday. Hey, how are you?
Hello? I'm great, and you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
You have a wonderful voice. We just going to be so have a great time. Mm-hmm. But let's dive right in because we don't want to miss anything that we can get from you that we can actually, you know, just learn and glean. And then, of course, how we can actually be a part of your platform as well. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Oh, God is so good. Of course, my name is Mercy Ashley. I've been a life coach since 2008. So I'll say about almost 9 years now. But that came about after I went through a really difficult time. I went through a major adversity. But like you said earlier, it was through this adversity that I had to go through that God was in it with me, and he led me to discover my calling as a Christian life coach. So that's how it all began, yeah. So, of course, I do life coaching. I do different speaking engagements. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you
go ahead.
I wanna chime in on this right away because and I'm glad you put that in your life coach. How did you decide to be a Christian life coach instead of, you know, you hear so many people just say life coach, certified life coach. Mm-hmm. How did you mm-hmm. actually in your walk that you actually had a piece, number one, and you decided to launch out and say Christian life coach?
Okay. Because of what I went through, this was something that the Lord told me specifically to become a life coach, not just a regular coach, but to become a life coach. Because as a Christian life coach, you have to coach based on the foundation that God empowers and enables you to be all that he has destined for you to be. And so we coach through the love of Christ and on a faith-based biblical perspective. So it was through the adversity that I went through that God actually called me and said, I've called you, but your platform is for Christian life coaching. So it's coaching based on biblical principles. So that's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard what she said. I love it. She says based on biblical principles. So I love that. Because actually, I want to commend you, first of all, because it's a rarity. And I'm so glad that you actually have been here, a part of Good Deeds. Because I do get a lot of people that want a Christian life coach because, to me, that takes it to a whole nother level because you know how we try to do it. I'm going to say we because we, you know, here on earth, we try to separate things in church and state. But if you remember back in the Word of God, I mean, the things, what they did, it was one of the same. So it's really hard to separate that because you are wherever you go.
mm-hmm. 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 You are who you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we all have calling to life. God has an assignment for each and every believer. Our assignments actually predate our birth, okay? Before the foundation of the world, God has a purpose for you. Before you showed up here on earth, God had already designed and assigned you for a specific assignment. Your job is to become born again, discover what that calling is, and develop your gift that you've been given and walk in that assignment. Really, that's the only way we can find true fulfillment in life. You can only find true fulfillment in life when you discover what you were assigned and designed to do here on earth, and you just start walking in it to fulfill your assignment. We are all here for a purpose. I call it your why in life. We are not just here by happen chances. You know, we are here for a specific assignment. We got to find it, and we got to fulfill it to honor God and for us to find true fulfillment. That's our reason for being.
I love it. I love it. Now, let's, I know, of course, this is an individual thing, but in your opinion, you know, because I hear so many people, and I'm going to just say it, believers and non-believers, they have been, like I mentioned earlier, the distractions have come, and they have allowed it to pretty much almost take over their body that they don't have, quote-unquote, hope. You know, of course, I know it's an individual thing, but in general, how do you think we can actually get back to what was already inside of us that was predestined for us to do in this world?
Okay. First of all, you have to start by establish spiritual transformation, okay? You have to come back to Christ. If you're not born again, you need to be born again, okay? You have to accept Christ and come back to Christ, because God is the one who created you, okay? He's the one who has the purpose for your life. You did not create yourself, so you cannot tell yourself what you are assigned to do here on this earth. You know, people say that, but God created us, okay? So you have to come back into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And once you come back into a relationship, your very next step should be to renew your mind. I tell people, once you become born again, you are heaven bound. But if you don't renew your mind, you will die and go to heaven, but your life here on earth will be nothing. You cannot live the victorious Christian life until you go to Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? Before salvation, you were conditioned to think under a different system, okay, which is a secular system, which is really under Satan, okay? So once you become born again, you need to get in the Word and renew your mind to get your thinking into alignment with God's way of thinking. And that's the only way you'll be able to have a deep relationship with God, where He can communicate with you and reveal to you what you were assigned and designed to do. Okay, when you renew your mind, the more you renew your mind with the Word of God, the more sensitive you'll become to the Holy Spirit. So the more you can properly communicate with God. Most people have prayer, they just pray to God and just get up and go their way. You have to get to a point in your life where you have a dialogue with Almighty God. He's your Heavenly Father. You can have a two-way conversation with Him. You pray to Him, but you have to hear back from Him. But I'm telling you, when you renew your mind and get your thinking pattern in alignment with God's way of thinking, He will speak back to you. God will speak back to you through your spirit. And over time, your thinking will start to come in alignment with His thinking. And that kind of relationship, that closeness, that deep intimacy will lead you to discover your why in life, because He'll be able to communicate to you, download things to you that you need to know. He will tell you, don't go here this day. Don't go the other way. I'm telling you, God will give you specific instructions for you to know exactly what you need to do. It's something you need to experience, but you start with spiritual transformation. You become born again. I know Holy Spirit does the transformation work. I get that. But our part as believers is to get in the Word, renew our mind with the Word of God, and give Holy Spirit something to work with. So He will be able to communicate with you and reveal to you everything that you need. Everything you need is in your spirit. You don't know it yet. You need the Holy Spirit to download it to you every now and then. What you need, He will reveal it to you. What's in your heart is not in your mind yet. There's a lot in your spirit that you don't know yet, because it hasn't come into your mind yet, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to do that. But it takes the renewing of the mind to do that. That's my answer. That's my
No, I love it. I love it. I have never heard it that way, but that is so true. That is it. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew it was in your spirit, but it just hadn't come into your mind yet. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. But let me ask you this, because and one thing that we, I'm saying we as the body of Christ at this point, mm-hmm. When we're saved and we go to church, you know, we know that it's not just church. We have to have that personal relationship. But transition into, because a lot of people think that they don't need a coach, that they don't need a mentor to assist them to get that information, what you're saying. Kind of enlighten us in that, because I think that'll be a breakthrough for a lot of people to realize, yes, we need someone to listen to. Yes, we need someone to push us on into our destiny.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because you can go to church all you want, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's needed. It's fine, and you will die and go to heaven, like I said earlier. But to really live a victorious Christian life here on earth, you got to renew the mind, and you need somebody to help you mature in the things of God, okay? Because going to church alone doesn't help. Of course, the preacher will help you with other things, but you need to get in the Word of God, study the Word for yourself, and find somebody who's more spiritually mature than you are, or get a life coach, a Christian life coach, you know, that can help you. Because there's so many things you want to do that you won't have the answers yet, you know what I mean? There's so many things that a Christian life can help you see yourself through the eyes of God. Dr. Sandy, there's a lot of people who are born again, okay, and they know that their identity is in Christ, but they don't really believe it. They don't really embrace that, you know what I mean? Or they read the Word of God, but they don't really believe what's on the Word. They'll be like, oh, okay, maybe this applies to, maybe not. No, everything you read in the Word of God as a child of God, it's yours to claim that. You hold on to that. It might not make sense to you in the beginning in your mind, but keep speaking that word to yourself and tell the Holy Spirit to help you. Over time, it will become true to you. It will become alive to you so that you can walk in that promise. Everything in the Word is for us, okay? Some people need help to demolish mindsets that hold them back. You can be a believer and be in bondage. Oh, yes, you can. There are mindsets, the way people were raised. Sometimes people had so many things. It's all negative. So even as a born-again believer, they still have this tape running in their head, just negative mindset. You need somebody to help you demolish those mindsets and help you replace it with the Word of God, with the truth, because you can believe a lie all your life and not even realize that. But whatever it says in the Word of God, that's what truth is. So you take the Word of God, stand on it and believe it, and speak it to yourself to renew your mind so you can get into the things of God, so God can reveal His truth to you and who you really are and whose you really are and what you can really do in life. We have an inheritance that's going to be ours. We just have to learn how to tap into that. But it takes the renewing of the mind and getting help from somebody who's more mature than you are, you know, to help you get there. Yeah, and the life coach can assist you in helping you fulfill your God-given destiny. Help you to focus on God for your life and live that way. Certain things, you cannot get everything at church. The pastor can do everything, you know, but there are other things that you can do to help in your own spiritual growth. So that's what we are talking about here.
Yeah, I totally agree with that because, I totally agree with what you're saying, because if we look at the world today, you don't have to, I mean, every channel, if you're on the radio or TV, a lot of things are going on. So, you know, I used to hear the older people say it's time out for playing church. Well, for sure that is now, because we see what's happening to our children. Our children, technology has been a great thing, but technology has allowed the kids, they always say keep it 100. You know, we say that for the kids, but the keep it 100 don't need to be on social media. And so what the kids have done, instead of having someone to talk to, they just put it out on social media. And then, unfortunately, they can't get jobs, can't get in college and stuff like that. So we need to go back to our basics. We really And I really believe it with my heart. You are very passionate, Mercer, in the things that you do. You're very, what comes with that, compassion and also yeah. confidentiality. I'm telling you guys, when you actually have a coach, your stuff won't be spread nowhere. It's a confidentiality there, because the thing is, you need to move forward. Don't you think, Mercer? I think it's time out for playing. We need to actually get where we need to be.
We got to stop playing and be about our Father's business, you know, and build a kingdom, really. That's what we need to be doing. Talking about children, you know, a lot of us moms go to church and, you know, we leave our kids and all that. And I get that, and I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody, but you have to be intentional about what you do at home and be intentional about letting your kids do their prayer time. All these things, it's work. Raising kids is a lot of work. I tell people, if you don't have time, don't have kids. It's a lot of work if you want to do a good job. But you have to be there teaching them their prayer time, you know, monitoring their social networks and all these things. There's so much out there. If you don't teach your kids, somebody else is going to teach them. You know what I'm saying? You have to teach them at home that this is, you don't do this, this is not, you don't do this, and not just don't do it, but give them a reason why, okay? Give them a reason why you don't do it. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. That's what the Word of God does with us. God is our Father. And he tells us, if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, this is going to happen. That's exactly the way we're supposed to raise our kids. You can't just let your kids be listening to any kind of music or anything else and think that they're going to be okay. It's not okay. You know what I mean? It's not okay. There are consequences to every choice that we make. Kids need to know that if you make this choice, this is what you're going to reap. You know, they need to know that. And sometimes we think, oh, they're just kids, you know, this is nothing. No, you have to start early. If you don't start early, you're going to be, by the time the kid is 15, 16, then everything is out of control, you know? The devil is really busy.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We have to take off of our game. Thank God we are believers. Thank God we have the Word of God. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. We just have to tap into him and speak to him and let him reveal to us how we need to raise our kids. If we really take the time and spend time with him, he will let us know all of this. And whatever else you need help with, go out there and get that help and don't wait till it's too late. Because everything, anything that God says you can do, we can do it. It's possible. Yes, we can. We are overcomers. We have the power to do that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. You own it. I mean, oh, Lord, it's amazing. I just love your spirit. It's just, I mean, cause, hey, you know, I can't remember you know what I said? Don't stop. Get it. I mean, Mercy is on it. She ain't going to let you just slack. She going to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. Because most of the time, we just need encouragement to be pushed forward. But let me ask you this, Mercy. With the services that you have for clients, speak on that and let us know about that. And then also let us know, are you taking clients? And then follow up with that of how we can actually contact you and how we can actually support you on social media as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. My services, of course, I do personal coaching, which is a one-on-one coaching, and I do that via Skype and FaceTime. I also do group coaching, monthly group coaching. If they go on my website, which is easy, it's just coachmercy.com. My name is Mercy. Have mercy on me. So just coachmercy.com. You'll find all that is listed over there, you know. And I'm available to come speak at your church or your organization, wherever you want me to be. Just let me know the title, and I'll work on it. I also have, of course, my book, The Calling, Are You Following the Master's Voice? It's available on my website, coachmercy.com. It's also available on the publisher's website, zulonpress.com, xulonpress.com. It's also on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble, and, of course, it's on my website, coachmercy.com. I also have a couple of things that coming up that I'm very excited about. I have a new coaching program that I'm putting together right now. It should be out by August the 30th. It's actually based on my book, and the title is Four Spiritual Principles to Guide You to Discover and Maximize Your Why for Living, okay? This is going to be on CDs and MP3s, and it's going to be available on XP Media, Eliza List, Charisma Media, Amazon.com, and on my website, coachmercy.com. So that's what I have going on. And I have an event coming up, but that's on September 30th. I have a live event in the Northern Virginia area that's also coming up. So go on my website. Every month I have a mentorship program that I do on a monthly basis, and you find all that information on my website, coachmercy.com. On Twitter, you can find me on at Coach Mercy. On Facebook, I'm on mercy.abby, my last name, A-B-S-N-Boy-B-S-N-Boy-E-Y.3, mercy.abby.3. Okay, so I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn too. But you can find me, I think, with Coach Mercy. I'll be on there. So that's what I have going on, Dr. Sunday. So, yeah, I am taking so you can go on my website. My phone number is also 703-863-0246. 703-863-0246. And my website is coachmercy.com. Mercy, like, have mercy on me. That's my name, coachmercy.com. So, yeah, so that's what's going on.
I just thank God, you know, as the old people say, God has a sense of humor. So that was amazing of how your name is being Mercy. And you say, have mercy on me. That's good. We need that. And you're a life coach. So that worked out so well. You know, we kind of at the end, but I can't leave without doing this because it's pulling on my spirit. We have just a couple of minutes left. I just want whatever's on your heart, please share that with us, because I really feel that someone is listening. It may be live or maybe the archive, that really don't have this energy that we hear that you have, don't have this excitement about life. So just tell us whatever God puts on your heart to share with us and with our closing.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's two things that the Lord put on my heart that I'm sensing right now, that there are some people on this call right now that are dealing with a lot of struggles and frustrations, and I just want to pray for them right now. There are two groups of people. I'm going to have two different prayers. So the first one is for people who are dealing with struggles and frustrations, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we come before you, knowing that you are the God that hears and answers prayer, Father. We pray right now for any person who's dealing with frustrations and any struggles, Father. We pray that, Father, you will break every stronghold and shackles off of those who are bound and being hindered, Lord Jesus. Loose them in the name of Jesus by your power and through the blood of Jesus, Father. Set them free. Set them free. I pray that these people, you put a pad and a pen beside your bedside, because I really feel like in the next few days, God's going to really reveal things to you. Keep renewing your mind with the word of God. If you can play the scriptures even while you're asleep, or play just some worship music while you're asleep, just keep doing that. And just expect the Lord to speak to you, because God will give you a word that you can stand on and be able to get out of this stagnation that you are in, okay? The word of God and the blood of Jesus is powerful. Father God, the blood of Jesus, break anybody that's in stagnation right now, Father, break them loose out of that in the name of Jesus. And even as Dr. Sunday talked about distractions earlier, Father, help all those people dealing with distractions. Help them to renew their minds and set their minds on things that are high above, Father God, and help them rid of these distractions. That's just trying to create delays in their lives, Father. Remove these distractions in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, there's also a group of people who are listening right now to this show right now that needs resources and divine connections to fulfill your ministry, your assignment for their lives. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' mighty name that you will lead and you will guide them to strategic places that you've already assigned for them to be at this time. Let them be there at the right time, at the right place, connect with the right people, Father, to release all that you have for them, the provision and the resources and everything that they need, Father, to be able to fulfill your purpose in their lives, Father God. We know you hear the answer, friend. We want to thank you so much this afternoon for bringing us all together. You knew about this way before it happened today. So may your hand be upon all of us, Father God. Help us, protect us from the evil one, Lord Jesus. And bless our path, Lord Jesus. Whatever we do, Father, may you be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, that everywhere our foot treads, Lord Jesus, you've already gone before us and made every crooked road straight. We thank you for being the kind of Father that we are. We thank you for the privilege that we have as your children to be able to call on you, and your word says you will hear when we call on you. So we call on you, Father, May you answer, and may we give you all the glory and the honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank you so much, Mercer. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Mercer Abbey. We thank you so much for, one, being in your purpose. We thank you, two, for actually being a guest here on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. Bless you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bless you, baby. Bless you. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to rewind that. She is so powerful. I mean, God is, we thank God for entrusting her with the things that she do, that she inspire people. And you know this replay will be ready very quick, so you can replay it and share it with your friends and family. But if you need us for anything here on Good Deeds, you know how to get in contact with us, from advertising, from sponsorship. You want to be a guest on a radio TV show. If you actually want to publish a book, if you want your own radio show, your own podcast, we can help you with that as well. Our website is www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y.com. Always remember, you do have a calling. You do have, one, a reason you were born. You have a reason you're here right now. Do the three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. Say it with me. You got to don't stop. What? You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.